mission to keep my word that I'd track down Ryvich. I don't know whether that impulse came from Tanner or Kawea, but I wouldn't like to stake my life on it.
Keep your voice down, Kurrenbach said. Those robots will have sprayed listening devices over every square angstrom of this room. You're not here for a spot of quiet bloodshed, remember?
Strictly tourism, I said, grimacing. The armored outer door reopened, rust flakes chipping in free fall from its hinges. A third-tier official came in, not even armed this time, nor clad in muscular armor. He wore a look of pained evasiveness, homing in on me like a heat-seeking slug.
Mr. Houseman, I'm sorry to inconvenience you, but we're experiencing an administrative problem in processing your application for entry into refuge.
Really? I said, trying to sound remotely surprised. I could hardly complain. Sky Houseman had got me out of Yellowstone's atmosphere, which was all that could be reasonably expected of him.
I'm sure it's nothing serious, the official said, sincerity chiseled into his face. We frequently experience conflict between our records and those of the rest of the system. It's to be expected after the recent unpleasantness.
Recent unpleasantness? He was talking about the plague.
I'm sure the matter can be resolved with a slightly more thorough examination, a few physiological cross-checks, nothing too complicated.
I bridled. What kind of physiological cross-check exactly?
A retinal scan, that kind of thing.
The official was snapping his fingers at something or someone beyond our view. Almost immediately another robot entered the airlock, a dove-gray sphere, politely devoid of any nasty weapons, bearing the Mixmaster sigil. I'm not submitting to a retinal scan, I said, as reasonably as I could. I knew it wouldn't take a machine to spot the oddity of my eyes. A human barely had to glance at me in the right light to see there was something strange about the way I looked back at them. My remark had the same effect on the official as a slap across the cheek, causing an almost tangible blanching.
I'm sure we can come to some kind of arrangement.
No, I said. I very much doubt that, I'm afraid.
Then I'm afraid.
Quirrenbach stepped between us.
Let me handle this, he mouthed, before speaking aloud to the man. Excuse my colleague. He's a little nervous around officialdom. There's been an honest mistake, as I'm sure you appreciate. Will you accept the word of Argent Ryvich?
The man looked flustered.
Of course, provided I have his guarantees, and that it's in person.
He hadn't needed to ask who Argent Ryvich was, I noticed. Quirrenbach snapped his fingers at me.
Stay here. I'll square things with him. It shouldn't take more than half an hour.
You're going to ask Ryvich to sign me in?
Yeah, Quirrenbach said without a hint of humor. Ironic, isn't it?
I didn't have to wait long. Ryvich appeared on a screen in the holding pen where the refuge officials held those pending a decision on entry. It was not too much of a shock to see his face, since I had already met Voronov, who looked exactly the same. But there was something unique about the real Ryvich, some essence Voronov had not succeeded in capturing. It was nothing I could quite place. I suppose it was just the difference between someone playing a game, however earnestly, and someone whose intentions are deadly serious.
This is quite a turn-up, Ryvich said. He looked pale but healthy, a white tunic with a high collarless neck his only visible item of clothing. He was backdropped by a mural of interlocking algebraic symbols, denoting part of the mathematic theory of transmigration.
You asking me for entry and me agreeing to it.
You let Tanner in, I said. Are you sure that was wise?